got that key to the streets. Everybody notice me. Used to dream about 50,000 in my jeans. Now 50,000 cheating me. Remember the days watching the Hot Boys and Master P. Now I'm down in Miami. One phone call, I pull up on Weezy. All of my niggas with me. You feel me?
Hey guys, how's it going? This is Cody.
This is Carl. What's going on?
And this is episode 6 of the CNT podcast. This is going to be about the NFC South.
Yes, sir. You know exactly what it's about, man. Let's go.
Yeah, as you made attention, Carl's a little excited because we're talking about his New Orleans Saints.
Of course.
For some reason, he's a Saints fan.
Yes.
He's from New Jersey, but...
Doesn't matter. Okay. It does not matter.
Anyways, let's get right into it. So, who do you have first, the Falcons?
Yes, we do. We have the Atlanta Falcons. Vegas got them at 7.5 last year. They were 8-8. My prediction for them this year is 7-9. I think they have a tougher schedule, and they have a good offensive line. They added Alex Mack from Cleveland to strengthen it. But that receiver core, man, is horrible. Yeah, they could lean on Julio Jones. But he can only do so much, and I don't know. Got him 7-9.
Yeah, I actually have him at 7-9 as well.
Oh wow! You just took a look at my notes and just read off.
We're gonna disagree about some things in this division, I'm sure. You know, I don't really like their defense at all. There's no one on their defense Yeah, their defense.
You definitely
is awful.
Looked at my notes.
No, I didn't. I know football.
Exactly.
I know football.
Yeah, their defense is horrible, man. And they don't know what to do with Vic Beasley.
Yeah.
And that's sad because that's somebody I wanted the Saints to draft.
Yeah, he's a really talented pass rusher, but they're so desperate for help at, you know, speed at any position that they had to move into linebacker, which I think is going to be a failure. Dan Quinn was right off the coattails of the Seahawks, and what my man in Gus Bradley did in Jacksonville is running the same exact defense and got a job off of it, even though he is from Morristown, but still, he's not doing too well. So who's your offensive MVP for them?
I want to touch base on the defense a little more. They added Derek Shelby from Miami, and they got Courtney Upshaw from Baltimore, but I still think that's not enough, being as though they got Desmond Trufant is the only person really manning that secondary.
Courtney Upshaw was such a disappointment.
Yeah.
I don't really like their defense at all. And he was supposed to change it around, and they've just been awful. In this division, with all these solid offenses, they're going to get cooked this year.
Yeah.
So who do you have for offense?
Offensive MVP, man, it's going to be Julio Do-It-All-Jones. Mm-hmm. Like I said, only receiver they really had, they added Mohamed Sanu, and they added Aldrick Robertson. But me saying that, you guys are probably like, who? So, no, only Julio Jones, man.
Yeah, I've never heard of him before. yeah, Julio's a problem. For me, it's going to be Devontae Freeman. He had a really solid season. I don't think he's going to have the same success, but the reason why I say that is I also am looking out for Tevin Coleman, too. It was a big year for him. Don't sleep on him. He had a really solid game before he got hurt. Yeah. Then Devontae went off, but I think the plan was to initially have him as a really solid 1 and 2. They're going to go back to that, so my offensive MVP is actually going to be both of them. I think this is going to be a really solid running back duo.
They say they're going to go back to it, but I doubt they go back to it because they're just going to go with the hot hand, and Devontae Freeman is definitely going to be the one with the hot hand. And also, they're going to try to use Tevin Coleman at punt, like in the return game.
Yeah. No, he's nice. I mean, don't sleep on him.
Because they got rid of Devin Hester.
You probably have him as a sleeper of fantasy. You kind of ward everyone
off. They got rid of Devin Hester. No.
I know you. Let's go. What do you got for defense?
Defense, like I said, Desmond Trufant. Yeah. Guy's a stud. I like him a lot. Think he's going to man down that secondary for them.
Yeah. No, he's really good.
The only knack on that is because they're not going to throw it to his side a lot.
That's true. For me, someone in the secondary, I would have picked Beasley, but he's going to be out of position. It's going to be their first-round pick, Keanu Neal. I like him a lot in Florida. A lot of people were caught off guard by that selection, but he's a really hard-hitting safety that can also cover really well, too. I like Keanu Neal a lot. Anyways, moving forward, we got the defending NFC Championship Carolina Panthers.
Hate these guys.
You're a big fan of them.
North Carolina Panthers.
Okay. What's your record for them? Which Vegas had in that?
Vegas got them at 10.5. Last year they were 15-1. My prediction, I'm going to go with the under and take 10-6.
Oof.
In my defense, they lost a major key, major as DJ Khaled would say. Major key. And Josh Norman.
Okay.
And I know they get back receivers, Kelvin Benjamin, Stephen Hill, sophomore Devin Funchess, who I think is going to have a much improved year than last year. I expect their offense to be a little different and better. But like I said, a major key on defense in losing Josh Norman, who took away half the field. So,
yeah, I have them at 13-3.
Wow.
And I think they're going back to the Super Bowl.
Wow. my God.
This team just got a lot better.
I think I
got
to leave.
Yeah, I think you should too.
Oh, my God.
This offense, you just said they're going to get a little bit better. This offense is going to be a lot better.
Yeah.
Kelvin Benjamin is a problem, and people forget how good he was, but there was a few weeks where he was shining out of that receiver rookie class when he was healthy.
He also had like 3,000 pass targets.
Okay, and he succeeded in most of them. He's going to have even that much more. And it's going to only help out, in my opinion, top three tight end.
They have too many mouths to feed.
Top three tight end, Greg Olsen.
Too many mouths to feed.
So you're going to have Olsen up the seam, Benjamin on one side, and Funchess on the other. That's a lot of big bodies. When you're in the red zone, on top of the fact that you have a defensive end playing quarterback that can steamroll over anyone, I really like this offense a lot. I think Jonathan Stewart's going to have a huge year, too, but I love this offense. Who do you have for offensive MVP?
Cam, dab on him, folks, Newton.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, he's going to be the focal point on offense. People don't have to worry about him. But not only can he kill you with the legs, he can kill you with the arms, too. So, Cam, dab on him.
I got to tell a story about the Panthers real quick. When I was in high school, I wasn't always known to be the best dressed. But one day, one of my high school teammates had a Julius Peppers Carolina alternate.
I know that one.
I put on those some size 42 South Pole jeans, and I went to school, and you couldn't tell me anything that day.
Man.
So for that, I'll always be indebted to the Carolina Panthers. But for me, for offensive MVP, I'm going to have Kelvin. Kelvin's back.
Nah.
Kelvin's a problem.
Too many mouths to feed, man.
And he was really hungry his first rookie year. He really produced. If you remember, there was one play when Carolina was playing Seattle at home, and they're in their own end zone, and Cam threw about a 55-yard bomb in the air in double coverage between Richard Sherman and Earl Thomas.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
And rookie Kelvin Benjamin went up in the air and got it over both of them.
Yeah.
And after that moment, I was like, this guy's for real. I think this year, he was really hungry. He saw how good his team did without him.
Yeah.
He's only ready to help produce, and what's going to do is going to help the run game, too, because they'll start building more play action off of that.
I agree.
Jonathan Stewart is a really talented runner, and I think he's going to have a huge year this year
as well.
And
I like Amaris Payne.
Yeah.
Backing him up, too.
Yeah, I do, too. And you know, don't forget they have Tolbert. Like, Tolbert's going to come out with a trick play. Okay. And it's always going to convert a really important third down. They're going to forget that he exists. It's going to be some sort of play-action tuck where he's going to go in the flat and catch it because he's crazy athletic. So I got Kelvin, but I think this team is so, so talented. Who do you have for defense?
Defense is going to be Luke Playmaker Kuechly, man.
Okay.
Josh Norman was their best defensive player. So I think Luke Kuechly was the second best. I'm going with Luke.
Yeah, Luke's a problem. He's a really, really solid linebacker and probably the best inside linebacker in the game. For me, it's going to be defensive tackle Kawan Short. He really emerged as a top player last year. But as I'm saying this too, I'm forgetting how good Coney Ealy did in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but
he was so good.
Didn't they? They're like contract issues.
He's still going to play, though.
Yeah, of course.
I forgot how good he was. I might have changed my answer. But anyways, we'll stick with Kawan. Just because I remember going into that draft, it was a really solid defensive tackle draft. There was Sheldon Richardson, who plays for the New York Football Jets. And then the Panthers actually took Star Lotulelei. I'm not going to pronounce his last name.
A good player.
They took Star ahead of him. And Kawan was actually taken in the second round. And he's emerged as a top 4-3 defensive tackle in the game and really has come into his own last year. So I think he's going to help man down this really talented defensive line and really make all the difference for this team going into the season.
Of course.
Going up, we have... who do you have next, Carl?
New Orleans Saints.
Okay.
Let's go, baby. Record prediction for Vegas is 7. Last year
7 and what? What, 7 and what? 7
no,
and
no,
9?
No, no, no. The prediction is 7.
So they're
going to have to either go over or under the number. So they got them at 7.
Okay.
Last year they were 7 and 9.
Okay.
This year I got them at something different.
What do you have, Matt?
I'm going for 10 and 6 this year. I'm going for 10 and 6 this year, man. Hey. You can say what you want, baby. We have one of the best offense in the league.
Talk to him.
Top 5
from the heart.
Offense.
Talk to him from the heart.
We added a player, a better tight end than we had last year in Benjamin Watson. We added Kobe Fleener,
okay,
who catches passes and known for scoring touchdowns.
I'm going to let you go on.
And he has soft hands to catch that ball.
Hey,
pause.
Yo.
And, and then we drafted can't guard him, Mike, from the Ohio State University, who's tearing up the training camp this year. Let's go. And then we had a short tackler, Jame Laurinaitis, from not St. Louis, but
St. Louis.
L.A. Rams.
Okay, yeah.
So He had a lot of tackles last year. Oh, we added Nick Fairley from the LA Rams as well. So we basically stealing players from that good defense, and they're coming to our defense where we had a lot of holes, and they're filling that up for us. We're going to pair them along with outside linebacker Stephon Anthony from last year, rookie from last year. So 112 tackles last year, one sack, two interceptions, one forced fumble, and he's going to be moving to the outside while James Laurinaitis is man in the middle. We have Cameron the Man Jordan, but the only thing is we lost pass rusher. I'm not even going to pronounce his first name, but Kiki Haha.
Yeah.
So he did a lot of good things for us last year, and we lost him.
Okay.
But the one thing I really want to talk about is our coaching staff.
Okay.
We added Dennis Allen.
Yeah.
Dennis Allen. Where's Dennis Allen from? Previously, he was from Oakland Raiders.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, but where did he go before that? Where did he go before that? He was in Denver before that. And where was he before that? He was our defensive coordinator for 2009 Saints. Yes, 2009 Saints that won the Super Bowl. He was the defensive back coach. We had one of the defensive backs in the league.
He was putting bounties on people.
Doesn't matter.
He was paying.
It wasn't him. It was Greg Williams.
He was working on
the staff. He was a DB coach. Greg Williams was our defensive coordinator. And he was Greg's William protege.
So you said you guys are going to hurt more quarterbacks this year. Hey. Intentionally.
Whatever.
Money. So
all I know
you.
In training camp,
okay.
We're preaching
all right,
play
Wody.
Fast and
okay,
play
Wody.
Hard. So
okay,
I don't care. You can take that as you want.
All right.
And then we getting Keenan Allen back from injury. And then we get also Jerry's Bird, who hasn't lived up to the contract
he
that we
not.
Gave him.
So why are you talking about it?
Because I'm
trash.
Saying that
it's
they're
trash.
Coming back from a year, like years off. Like,
okay.
Come on, man.
All right.
They're going to come back to form. And I want to talk about the best player we have coming back.
All right.
PJ motherfucking Williams.
He's never played a snap
it
in the
doesn't
NFL.
Matter. It doesn't matter.
What round was he drafted?
He was the best DB in that class. Second round, bro.
Okay.
Second MVP of the BCS game.
Okay.
In 2013. And he was teammates with Ronald Darby. And you have
better.
Ronald Darby as what?
Darby was
your
better.
MVP for the
Darby was
defense.
Drafted ahead of him for a reason.
No.
Better.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I don't agree.
Okay.
Don't agree. You know PJ
I
Williams
can see
better.
It in your eyes. You're angry.
If Darby was better, so why wasn't he MVP of that game?
It doesn't matter. He's in the pros now,
yeah,
man.
All right. So, like I said, man, PJ Williams, and we were gifted a sensational player in Delvin Bro last year, man. He's definitely going to come into his own, and I think he's going to do a lot better this year, especially that he's going to have help. He's not going to have Brandon Brown on the other side doing Lord knows what and just giving up yards. So I definitely like where our defense is. And then we also got Kenny hit hard for Carver. Like, come on, man. You can't tell me anything else. But the defense is yet to remain to – it's yet to be seen what we could do. But I have high hopes, and I know we're going to do good. It's a given
man.
Drew Brees could win 7 games.
Okay.
And I think our defense is going to be a lot better than recent years. So, be all right.
Okay, so I don't even want to ask you this. Who's your offensive MVP?
What, you disagree?
Who's your offensive MVP?
You disagree?
No, because we'll be here all fucking night. I think Kobe Fleener is so dreamy, and I think Drew Brees is going to throw 800 touchdowns.
But my quarterback is definitely way better than yours.
My team is so much better than yours.
Defensively,
let's
I agree.
Let's get a better record.
Offensively.
Let's get a better record.
We already have that bet, though.
Okay,
we
cool.
have that bet.
Right,
we got to
cool.
make another one?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Come on, man. Right. You won last year. Yeah, you won. My defense was suspect last year, and we had a lot of injuries.
And it's worse
of course
now.
You won. No, it's not.
Okay.
How is it worse?
Because he didn't add anyone good. James Laurinaitis is not good.
I said a short tackler. I didn't say we missed a lot of tackles.
He's not good.
Doesn't matter. He's
there's
a short tackler.
Why he was cut by the Rams. Same thing with Nick.
To save Taylor. Money.
No,
to save money.
He wasn't
to
good.
Save money. You know
good.
That.
How
and
much
you
guys
know that.
Sign him for? They could have afforded that.
Okay.
They have so much money.
So they no, they didn't because they let Chris Long go for the money situation too. So what
Chris
are you talking
Long
about?
Too.
Oh,
Long
now
awful.
You're crazy, man. But you're the same guy that thinks Geno Smith is going to be the great quarterback. All right, all right. Cool.
Don't talk about Eugene.
Cool.
Eugene Cyril Smith III. He's been through.
Cool.
Anyways.
Your GM
MVP?
Had a sigh of relief when Fitzpatrick signed.
Who's your offensive MVP?
MVP is going to be Drew Still Young Brees.
Okay.
He's going to continue to be one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. He's definitely better than Fitzpatrick. He's definitely better than Geno Cyril, whatever, Kaka Smith. He's definitely better than Bryce Petty. Like, so come on, man. You can't tell me anything. Drew Brees.
Okay. Guys, I'm sorry. I have to sit next to this fucking guy. So, I have worse than you. So, for me is Brandon Cooks. And I actually think Brandon Cooks is probably one of the top receivers this year. I like him a lot. He's what Tavon Austin should aspire to become, like a gadget player who's really made a name for himself as a receiver as well.
The only nice thing you said, man, warms my heart. I appreciate it.
Nah, like I really, really like Brandon Cooks a lot. So I think he's have a huge year. Who's your defensive MVP, Carl?
Cam, the man, Jordan. He's the man on that front line. And like I said, we added Nick Fairley, and then we got Sheldon Rankins coming in that we drafted this year. We have issues on the other side, but I think Cam's going to do his thing. So I'm going with Cam, the man, Jordan.
Okay, cool. My defensive MVP is no one, because this defense fucking sucks. No one is going to make the Pro Bowl for this team. This defense has so many holes.
The blatant disrespect.
This defense is so bad.
The blatant disrespect.
These linebackers are bums.
So Stephon Anthony is a bum.
Yeah, what's he proved?
But someone you said you
like
him.
He's not
off good. Air. He said he likes him, man.
Yeah.
Yo, this is crazy. Yo, I'm like so pissed off. I might leave the show. Yeah. This is crazy.
I like the idea of him. Like he's like a good prospect, but he's not like a name I would start to say yet. He hasn't proved enough to me. Someone had to make those tackles, like 18 yards behind the line of scrimmage, like after these like running backs are going for first down. This defense has a lot of holes. No one in the secondary is scary except for Delvin. I like Bro, but he's not like going to match up with Mike Evans or Kelvin Benjamin one-on-one. I don't like that matchup for him at all. Safety suck.
Yeah.
Vaccaro was really bad.
Okay.
He had a great rookie season. After the injury, he never came back the same. Jarius Bird is just stealing money from New Orleans.
Okay.
I like Jordan. I like Cameron Jordan, but like, there's no one else from the other side either. Sheldon Rankins doesn't really do it for me. So I don't like this defense at all. That's the reason why I have them at that record. I think.
What's the record again?
5-11.
Woo!
Yeah.
5-11.
Yeah, it's last place.
That's
in the division.
That's mad.
That's last in the division. Yeah.
I think this is our last show for today, folks.
we got one more
I'm
team.
Not
we
coming back. It's going to be the C podcast. I'm taking my C and I'm going with it. 5-11 for real. That's so disrespectful. Yo. I wouldn't even disrespect you in your face like that. That's crazy. That's fighting
word. You called Gino genocide. You had a fucking Webster's dictionary definition. How dare you?
Yo. All right. We go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Vegas prediction is 7.5, meaning they got to win more than 7.5. Meaning where they got to win more than 7, excuse me, folks. Last year they were 6-10. My record for them is going to be 8-8. I like Jameis next up, Winston. Mm-hmm. He's going to continue to win some games. Another year with essentially the same group, and they're having another offseason together, and they've given Jameis more control this year. And I really like what they're doing. Dirk Cartier is the head coach after Lovie Smith got fired. And this year he has another full season with them. But when he was head coach, they had the 5th-ranked top offense and 10th-ranked defense. And I expect big things from them.
Yeah. No, actually, I have them even one better. I have them at 9-7.
Okay.
I really like this team. This is a really young, well-drafted team.
Yeah.
With a lot of opportunity.
Especially on the defense side of the ball. Oh, my gosh. Quan Alexander last year, who got suspended for 4 games, but he did his thing in 14 games.
He's so athletic.
I mean, 12 games.
Mm-hmm. He's really good, and so is Levante.
Levante.
So that this is 9-7. I think I said this in an earlier podcast. I think Jameis and Derek Carr are going to really be the face of the NFL for the next decade.
I can agree with Jameis.
I'm a really big fan of Jameis. He's a really solid leader. He's already taking over that locker room after his rookie season.
Yeah.
He's going to get compared to Marcus Mariota a lot. And I think Jameis is going to far exceed him in his career. If Jameis goes according to plan, stays out of trouble, I see Jameis as a Hall of Fame quarterback one day.
I'm not going that far. I'm not seeing that far into the future. I'm just going to stick in present day. Rest in peace, Miss Cleo. But Jameis is definitely a good quarterback. He's a student of the game. And I think he's going to have a good year, another good year.
So who do you have the offensive MVP?
We can't talk about this team without talking about their defense, man. They have a good secondary on paper. Brent, my wife made it out the mud, trapping out the Bando grind, man. And Alteron Vernon, who both these players haven't found their way yet. But the funny thing is, I think this year it could be different because they bring in off the defensive coordinator and Mike Smith. He's a good defensive coordinator, and he was a good head coach for the Atlanta Falcons. He did get fired because of their last 2 seasons were poor. But definitely think they're going to have a different defense, and he's going to do some things with that defense.
Mike Smith looks like a creepy gym coach.
Nah, he looked like the father from Cheaper by the Dozen, the Tom Baker dude.
Steve Martin?
Yeah, Steve Martin. That's his twin, man. Tom Baker
dude. Anyways, who's your offensive MVP?
My offensive MVP is going to be Julio Dewitt-Jones, man.
For the, you're wildin'.
Yeah.
Offensive MVP for the Bucks. Keep going. Basket embarrassment.
Oh, crazy.
Just forgot where you were. Jesus. You pulled the stupidest fucking joke. You were like, he looks like Steve Martin and Cheaper by the Dozen. Steve Martin's been like 800 movies. Yeah. Cheaper by the Dozen.
Yo, Cheaper by the Dozen is a dope movie.
We're like, not editing this out. Everybody this is knows this. Staying in there. Who's your offensive MVP for the fucking
podcast? Jameis, next one. Next up, Winston. Right. You already know.
How dare you? Anyways, mine is going to be Mike Evans. Mike Evans is a real force. I hate you so much. Mike Evans is a real force in the NFL. He's like what Kelvin should aspire to be, just in regards to being a huge, big body receiver that can also go up and get it, and really is good at running routes too. I think he's been huge for Jameis' production and maturation. Same thing with Vincent Jackson too. They just anointed Bobby Humphreys as a third receiver. We'll see about that, but hopefully ASJ, Austin Seferi, Jenkins can stay out of trouble.
Nah, man, he can't stay out of trouble. That guy got issues.
Yeah, he's having a hard time out there. But, yeah, so mine's Mike Evans. Who do you have for defense?
Defense is going to be Quan Alexander. Like I said, he had a good rookie season. In 12 games, he had 93 total tackles, 2 interceptions, 2 forced fumbles. And this is only in 12 games. He missed the 4 games because of a suspension for violating the substance policy. But I think this year, with 16 full games under his belt, he's going to do some things.
Yeah.
And mind you, those 4 games that he missed, like they lost because he had that much of an impact.
Yeah. Quan Alexander is really good. They said that the Jets linebacker first-round selection, Darren Lee, he's projected to be like a Quan Alexander. So that makes me happy.
But I doubt it, though. So,
no, I could see it. I don't know. We'll see. My team has a defense. I don't really trust yours.
It's all right. Okay. We got our offense.
Anyways, mine is going to be Levante David. He's a really solid linebacker as well. His athleticism is overshadowed by Quan Alexander's, but he's also crazy athletic and a really good player as well. So that's who I have for that. But anyways, moving on to the division. Carl, who do you have for offensive MVP of the division?
Julio Dewitt-Jones, man. Because I think he's going to be the focal point per usual on that offense. And last year, they didn't use him that much in the red zone. But this year, I think they take advantage of that with the full offseason, and I'm working on it.
Okay, yeah, I like that. Actually, mine's going to be Brandon Cooks. I think there'll be a lot of opportunity for him. I think this is really the year where he takes the next step and kind of shows that he was worthy of that. Was he the same draft class as Odell Beckham and Mike Evans in them? He was.
Yeah.
That's a crazy class.
That is a
fucking crazy draft class. And he's right there up there with them, too, in terms of talent. I like him on turf a lot. He's obviously a lot better on turf than without it, but he's a really good receiver. And that class had Odell Beckham, Mike Evans, Kelvin Benjamin, Brandon Cooks, and Jarvis Landry.
Jarvis, man.
That is crazy.
The man on Miami Dolphins who's going to be in the playoffs for the first year. Okay.
Yeah, you've been hanging out with Quan Alexander. You should be suspended for 4 years. Who's your defensive MVP?
Defensive MVP is going to go to Quan, man.
Really?
Yeah, because I really like him. As a rookie, when you put up that type of stats on defense, it definitely doesn't go unnoticed. And
I think he was drafted in a later round, which is funny because the Saints could have picked him because they would have used him, but instead they have James Laurinaitis, a fucking slow honky.
But Stephon Anthony was man in the middle last year.
Okay.
So Stephon Anthony did what he was supposed to do. Okay. He had good stats like Quan Alexander.
Yeah.
So what are you saying? His stats are similar to Alexander. At least he's not doing dumb shit. Violating drug policies, and we're gonna have him for the season. We don't gotta worry about
offense. Why wasn't he your defensive MVP?
We don't got offense.
Why wasn't he your defensive MVP?
What do you mean? Why wasn't he my defensive MVP? Because Quan is nice. Okay. I like what Quan did last year. I don't care. I'm not gonna be biased to that. If you're nice, you're nice.
Hit the Quan. Mine's gonna be defensive MVP is gonna be Luke Kuechly. He was a really good player last year. He was a Super Bowl MVP. So I see him doing it again. Who do you have winning the division?
Winning the division?
No, he had won in division?
That's a thing.
Okay, so I'm going to have the Carolina Panthers win in the division.
Yeah, yeah, that's the team I'm on.
Okay, so Carl agrees with me.
Yeah.
As much as, I said the Patriots are going to win the
division. I don't care, man. It's okay. Dang. It's like the Panthers are going to win the division, man. I got Carolina Panthers, man. The team is nice. I can't even front. They got good receivers. And just because they lost a major key in Josh Norman, I think their defense is going to be a good group this year. Whatever.
Offense got better as well.
Yeah, I don't care.
I have them in the Super Bowl. Anyways, guys, that was my very well-spoken and exuberant and energetic co-host, Carl Thomas.
That is Carl. All
right, it's Cody. And we're going to come at you guys really soon with the NFC East and the NFC North. And we also got our first preseason game coming up, too, so we're going to get some predictions for that as well.
Yes,
sir. So, guys, it's the last Sunday without football. It's right around the corner.
So enjoy it.
Absolutely.
And girls out there, appreciate your man for this week, because after this week, it's over.
Absolutely. All right, talk to you later. We're out.
Got a family to feed, got a family to feed. They depending on me, they depending on me. If you don't believe in me, I'm like fuck, I'm like fuck yeah. Fuck, you thought you believed in me. I thought you had them rats, but you got evicted. Heard you had it on you, you pin the pension.